This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Kotzenbach with local news and commentary for today, September 23, 2022. The fishing boat Aleutian Isle that sank in 240 feet of water off the coast of San Juan Island in August has been recovered. Birds were kept away from the resulting oil slick and the pollution was cleaned up. The boat sits on the beach awaiting removal to a secure location. That may take a few more days, as it will require cranes and engineers to hoist it from the beach. It was not immediately clear why the boat sank, but now, according to KUOW, the cause has been identified. The ship left Anacortes Harbor on the lowest tide of the year on August 12th and was observed going aground as it strayed outside the 10-foot channel. It winched itself back into the channel and went on its way. Investigators believe that damage from this incident caused it to sink the next day. The executive director of the Port of Anacortes strongly implied that the boat's captain was to blame. He said, "When you make the decision to leave at a minus tide, you have to watch the water. We don't put out warnings. You need to know your own tide table." According to the Peninsula Daily News, last Saturday night, a hunter who was lost in the Olympics used his cell phone to call for help. Against all odds, there was a cellular signal at his remote location. However, he didn't know where he was, and he gave search and rescue the wrong information. It took 12 hours to find him and bring a helicopter in to lift him off the cliff where he was stranded. On Sunday, another emergency call came from a stranded fisherman on the Big Quilcene River. He, too, was lucky that his phone worked. He wasn't sure which side of the river he was on, and it took time to locate him. Brett Anglin of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department said he didn't have a lot with him. Anglin told the Peninsula Daily News, "Carry a map and compass. Have the ability to use them. Don't rely on technology. It's important to go prepared into wild areas and tell others where you are going and when you expect to be back." Here's my commentary on these recent events. What do these emergencies have in common? Well, they cost taxpayers money and they put lives at risk. They also could have been avoided. The City of Port Townsend will be inviting the community to provide their thoughts and opinions on the future of the Port Townsend Golf Course and Mountain View Commons. This community engagement will kick off with a stakeholders meeting on September 29th, 2022, from 3:30 to 5 in Council Chambers. The agenda and lots more useful information can be found at cityofpt.us/envision. The Stakeholders Committee is made up of 20 individuals selected from tenants at Mountain View Commons, the Port Townsend Golf Club, and residents in the community who are interested in this project. They will be charged with being the eyes and ears for this process. The culmination of the public involvement will result in a City Council decision on what to do with the golf course and Mountain View properties. City Manager John Morrow says, "We are excited to launch this effort and look forward to hearing the community's thoughts and ideas. There are no predetermined decisions about these valued community assets, and we are very eager to engage a wide representation of our community to think through and how to make the most of our public space." Commissioner of Public Lands Hilary Frantz invites Washingtonians to celebrate National Public Lands Day tomorrow with a visit to state-managed lands. This means you won't need a Discover Pass at Fort Worden. Here's a weekend travel reminder. If you're accustomed to getting on a ferry hassle-free because you ride a motorcycle, know that the annual Oyster Run in Anacortes will bring many motorcyclists to the Port Townsend Coopville Ferry on Sunday. Motorcycle reservations are strongly recommended. And remember, the film festival started yesterday and winds down on Sunday. Taylor Street between Water Street and Washington Street will be closed to traffic all weekend. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and on Saturday. I'm Ann Kotzenbach. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.